time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Does it seem to you this primary season has been going on for years? It does to me. In my experience, I've not seen this kind of election process. On the Republican side, we had some 15 candidates offering their services. Most were established politicians, and I don't think that's a bad thing. Three or four were outside that normal box, and one seemed to be outside that outside area. Many went by the wayside fairly soon by posting low polling numbers and low numbers of votes as the early primaries were held. Republican voters ended up with a choice between a sitting senator and the farthest out outsider. At this point, Donald Trump owns the title of presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. His elected experience is nil. He has never governed any size jurisdiction, and he says things that are either not accurate or controversial. His position on some issues has changed sometimes over the years and sometimes during the primary season. Some establishment Republicans are publicly distancing themselves from him. Others worry about a negative impact on the down-ticket candidates, that is, senators, House members, and governors. The Republican convention should be interesting, to say the least. The Democratic Party was more interesting than most of us expected. Hillary Clinton was well positioned to be the standard bearer for the Democrats, and many were excited to have her run to be the first woman president of the United States, which would make us only about 50 years behind the rest of the democracies in the world. I think Mrs. Clinton, the Democratic Party, and most Democrats were surprised by the growing campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders. Somewhat like Donald Trump, he took on the role of the outsider on the Democratic side. He drew large crowds and had a clear and simple message that is populist in tone. He offered somewhat of a vision without much detail. He offered to break up the banks, free college education, Medicare for all. We never did how we were going to pay for this. I was surprised to hear him say that he didn't know that Wells Fargo was one of the big banks he is targeting. It is. In the end, Hillary Clinton is now the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party for the office of President of the United States of America. In this, she has already made history. Unlike the Republican Party, there probably won't be a contested convention this summer, but time will tell. Donald Trump, if confirmed as a Republican nominee, will be quite the outsider. He has been a Democrat and a Republican, has changed position on many big issues over time, and has survived saying many things that most politicians would find career-ending statements. He has made racist and bigoted comments and then explained why they weren't. We have no idea who he would have serve with him as advisors and cabinet members. As an owner of a large real estate company and many other businesses, he is used to being the boss. Governing a country of some 300 million people is not the same. Hillary is one of the most qualified people ever to run for the office. She was in the White House as First Lady, was elected senator from the state of New York, and served as Secretary of State under President Obama. We couldn't have a starker choice in personalities and policy differences. This election will be interesting indeed. Our future is at stake. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.